This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Yankees were, they had hit sticks out last night as they beat the Dodgers in Game 4 of the World Series.
Here's the 1-1 to Glaber. A fly ball to deep right. Betts going back. That ball is gone! It's Glaber Day. He hits a three-run home run to blow this game apart.
Now,
and like a good Glaber, Torres is there.
John,
is it, right? is it me or does John not sound healthy?
Well, sounds sick. Yeah, he sounds like he's got a cold and he's dealing with that with his voice. Which,
I mean, he's
which
86
stinks.
Years old and he's got a cold.
And really, he should not be making another cross-country flight if he's not feeling well. So the Yankees got to do him a favor and bow out.
Now, how serious are you being right now? Like, are you just being, like, hateful Yankee Eddie, or do you actually think that there's a chance that John Sterling's going to die on the flight to L.A.?
Well, I think he's getting up there, and he's not feeling well, and that cross-country flight is stressful.
How did you get that John was going to die on a cross-country flight out of that?
Well, it's kind of like what he was hinting at.
That's what he was hinting at. What do you mean, how did I get it? I mean, he really shouldn't be taking a cross-country flight, you know, if he's sick.
Well, you get the whole team sick.
That's not what he meant.
Oh, okay. I mean, it could have been a number. Is that what you meant?
No.
All right, so you guys are jumping to conclusions.
No. I didn't mean that getting him sick. I meant, like, you know, it's you know, he's at high risk.
See?
That's what he meant.
That's what he meant.
So you're thinking that he could... I can't believe we're talking about this, but you're thinking that there's a chance that if the Yankees win and they got to go back to L.A., that could be a little bit too strenuous for John?
For sure, absolutely.
See, I read that right.
I guess you did. I'm sorry. I apologize. Mistake.
That's a little bit of Aaron Eddie there. You know, that doom-scrolling disaster, like, you know, we were 2 inches away from a headless funeral type stuff. You know? That's where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Or like when Radmus called up, it goes, man, you know, it's funny. You were talking about hoarders. My mother-in-law's got like 15 umbrellas in her house. And Boomer goes, oh, speaking of hoarders, did you see they found this mummified corpse?
Wow.
So like that's what Eddie did there. You know, you just went, hey, does John have a cold? And we're like, yeah, he's got a cold. Hey,
he should not go across country with that cold. You get on a plane very strenuous. Next thing you know, should have left it up to Bibury.
Definitely a patch guy, though.
Ooh.
Here's a question, though.
Yeah.
If he can't make it, which guy gets to go in his place? That's a tough one.
You can sit on my face.
I think you have to have Ricky do it, and whoever was filling in on the Spanish side. When Ricky was doing those games, does that. That's what I think you have to do.
Would make sense.
Or just let Dave Sims start early.
They hired Dave Sims already?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, that's what I heard.
I mean, Eddie is just,
man, you are just
firing from the hip today.
Yes, it's amazing. Maybe we should talk to the architect and make sure John's okay.
He's fine. He's got a cold. This sounds like his voice is messed up.
He had very good energy on a lot of the calls, but, I mean, you can tell he's not 100%.
Sound like Moose on Saturday.
At the Lyric Lounge?
Yes, at the Lyric Lounge.
Is that true?
That is.
Moose didn't feel well?
I don't know if he felt well, but he just sounded like he was congested.
Hmm. People get colds. Happens to us. John's going to be fine.
Yeah, but we're not 86.
I know we're not 86. John's going to be fine. A cold is not going to kill John. He's going to be okay.
But according to Eddie, a flight will?
I guess the flight cold combo, Eddie believes might be a lethal combination. I don't believe that. I think he'll be fine.
Okay.
You know, fall asleep on the plane, you watch a little movie, such like Hello, Dolly or something, all the things that he likes, and he'll be perfectly fine.
How about more of John as I bring you our thriving player of the game?
Hudson deals. Swung on and hit in the air to left field and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam.
And for one, Anthony Volpe, and that is our Yankees thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com.
For a grand slam in your pants, use Junk Bomb.
Here was Gleyber Torres on, yes, the Volpe grand slam. Absolutely huge.
Feels good. Feels amazing. I mean, he's been doing all the postseason. He's been doing amazing. And, I mean, we really believe he's capable to do that in that type of situation.
Yeah, for
sure. Good thing that Aaron Boone didn't bench him last night. 2-for-3. Double home run, 4 RBIs, and 3 runs scored, 2 stolen bases.
And the double beating out the throw by Hernandez? Yes. Pretty impressive.
What a great baseball player, huh?
Here was Volpe. He says the grand slam, the game changer.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, it really kind of, that big hit that we've been looking for, kind of, it happened and just felt like a big exhale in the dugout and everybody could kind of, you know, play free and easy again.
And they did. That was actually
Alex Verdugo. How about his play shortstop the next inning?
Yeah,
and then they would have turned a double play had Gleyber not flipped the ball way up, so he had to go get it, and he almost.
Well, wasn't that a different play?
That was a different play, but I'm just saying, like, he made the play to get the out at second and almost got the double play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And talk about a kid living the dream. He was on Fox Sports afterwards with Burkhart and David Ortiz and A-Rod and Jeter, and he got to go take a photo with his hero.
Come on, man. Let's do it. You deserve it after a night like this. Let's go take it.
Yes, sir.
Let's get that picture.
You my dog.
No, don't take that. We'll get Anthony. Yeah, Karen, you want to take that picture? Karen. Anthony, get down with Derek down there?
That's right.
That'll be perfect.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I saw the picture, and you know, he's covered in dirt, and Jeter's there all coiffed from TV, and if that isn't framed in the Volpe house, I don't know what will be, because it's really, really a great picture.
And then in terms of the play down right field, here was John and Susan as it was happening, and they were looking at replay.
So Betts went right into the corner in the wall. Let's look, Susan.
Well, he's got the ball, and a fan took it right out of his glove. You can see it. He's got his glove in his hand. The fan in a Yankee uniform is prying the ball out of Mookie's glove. This guy should be kicked out of this game.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, my goodness.
Here was Freddie Freeman asked about it afterwards.
Freddie, what did you make out of the incident with Mookie and the fans down the right field line there?
I know Mookie caught it. That's all I care about.
And that's it. So we move on to game 5 tonight, and you will have Garrett Cole taking on Jack Flaherty.
The other guy grabs his other arm, his right hand, like as to pull him into the stands.
Like he was pulling a tuna into a boat.
Exactly.
So all the action on the fan. Are they going to be live at the stadium again? Yeah, Evan and Tiki, I guess
I would
so,
think
right?
So, yeah.
2:07:25, and then we'll have the pregame and then first pitch at 8:08.
Somehow they got seats to the game last night.
Yeah, I know. And good ones, no less.
Yeah.
And I also saw our buddy Chris Mercadante, sales Goomba, actually.
Yeah.
He was there. He was like sitting front row.
He was?
Really?
Oh, yeah. He must be doing well.
Wow. He was sitting, I didn't see.
Front row?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I will, let's see.
That kid, you see that kid, you see success walking around.
Mercadante?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he's sitting in a front row, yeah, of course.
We're talking about Chris Mercadante?
Yeah, the guy you love playing golf with.
Oh, my God. This is his picture from the game last
night. Damn.
Wow, right off of third base in the front row.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe that goes for on StubHub.
I wonder if that were the Zuckerman personal tickets right there, what, or who he took to the game. I don't know. Wow. I hope it was a client.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
For a World Series. That's impressive for game 22 of a season, let alone game 3, game 4 of a World Series.
Yeah, and if you know Mercadante, it's real impressive.
You guys,
You guys want to catch up with Mike and the Mad Dog these days?
Sure.
Oh, why not?
One is really just an announcement from the Barstool guys.
Assuming the Yankees hold on, we got a big guest joining us in the cave tomorrow night. Mike Francesa.
So he's going to sit in and watch the game with them. So that's good for them, I suppose.
Oh, he's going to go there and watch the game with them?
I think so. I think that's the whole point of it. He's going to go to the Barstool Cave and watch the game. Yeah. And then with Chris Russo, he had an interesting call on Sirius XM.
Miss Molly Russo, did she ever get a new pup since she had to put Archie
down? No, Mrs. Russo, she's 90. She did not get a new dog. You know, the problem is, you know, you get a 90-year-old, you get a new dog. The dog's going to outlive the mother. So you got to be careful in that situation.
Got to be careful in that spot because then all of a sudden her dog becomes your dog. You know what I mean? I don't need any other living things in the house. Got the kids out. I'm good. What I want to do is the double G. Gummies and the gambling. That's it. And maybe a triple G. Maybe gummies, gambling, golf.
There you go. Perfect. What else? The Jets play the Texans tomorrow night. Steph Diggs is done for the season. Torn ACL, as we did learn. Here was C.J. Stroud upon getting the news.
It sucks. You know, it's not easy. It's not, you know, something that I just can have a whole bunch of words for. I just hoping, you know, and just trying to just wrap my mind around, you know, what happened, but it's tough, you know.
Yeah, non-contact injury.
By the way, he is their leading receiver in terms of targets and catches. So that is a huge loss for the Texans coming into Thursday night's game.
I guess the answer is obvious, but I'll ask anyway. When you guys played on all grass, did these injuries happen? I know not as frequently, but was it shocking when someone tore an ACL back then?
No, I mean, you know, there wasn't as many, it doesn't seem like, but the athletes are a little bit different. I also know the AstroTurf that we played on was horrific, but it didn't grab like this stuff does. And really what it comes down to, I think it's the shoes they wear.
Mm.
I really do. I think that there's something about the shoes that they wear on this turf that leads to all of these lower leg injuries without any contact.
We will hear from Brian Daboll next hour. He was asked about the punt, no penalty. We'll give you his reaction to that next hour. Capitals beat the Rangers 5-2. Ducks beat the Islanders 3-1. Islanders in Columbus tonight, and the Devils visit Vancouver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.